Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
When they walk up to the lakefront, they see a neon flag across the lake and two canoes pulled up on the shore, ready and waiting for them. The five of them started to make their way across the lake in a canoe to the flag.
I can't believe we're in the water after we just heard about Jonathan the ghost.
I'm telling you, there is no ghost. That was a murderer who had escaped from a murderer's hospital.
I can't believe Bridget is dead. She was so cool, or whatever, and she was everyone's favorite counselor after me.
You're not everyone's favorite counselor, Chad. You're just the older counselor that sells the kids cigarettes.
Are you kidding? The campers love when you teach them cool shit. Any kid that learns archery from me learns to shoot the arrow straight through the target. Not at, through. It always comes out the other side, all the way through. What are you talking about, Chad? When that homesick girl complained to you, you told her to go get some ice cream and shut up about it, and then you shoved her into the lake. You're like a nightmare counselor.
Yeah, counselor, more like chancellor. Triumph of the will you shut up?
Good one, dude. Good.
Hey, Sam, please don't encourage him. We're trying to make him more normal.
I thought to dabble in documentaries to be more accessible.
Accessible?
Chad, the only thing that you are is the counselor with the biggest mouth. And I want to get that mouth.
Cool, dude.
Never mind.
You really got me there.
I didn't. It doesn't matter.
They made it to the flag, but there was no sign of the riddle. That's when lightning struck the flag. Before the sound of thunder, they heard the unmistakable sound of an arrow hitting a body. Chad fell to the ground with a thud.
Oh my gosh!
Straight through.
Well, I mean, not straight through. The arrow's still stuck in you, Chad.
Yeah, but it's coming out the other side.
That's an arrow.
Oh, I think he was quoting Bon Jovi.
Chad, were you quoting Bon Jovi? Chad!
We'll never know. We'll have to extrapolate the next time that video comes on MTV. I'm so glad they play so much music.
An envelope with a riddle was attached to the arrow that killed him.
I don't understand what's happening. We're doing the riddles. Why are we still getting killed off?
Look.
I know Chad's the worst, but what?
Look, we need to really focus up and we need to look out for each other because the next person who dies could be someone that we all like.
Are you implying that none of us liked Bridget or Chad? Like, are you the one who's saying that out loud?
I mean, look, I'll say this. I didn't like Chad, and I didn't like that Bridget liked Chad. I didn't dislike Bridget, but I definitely dislike what her parents did to this town. I mean, they basically have been siphoning money from this town and this camp and, you know, using it to line their own pockets.
Brendan, you did it. You used siphon correctly.
I did?
Yeah.
Dang, I can't wait till we get back to the mainland so I can siphon myself a beer.
Mainland? Oh, never mind. You're regressing.
What does the riddle say? Timmy, do you want to read it? My hands are shaking. I can't.
Yeah, sorry, I just...
I'm sorry I'm shaking your hands, Michelle.
What's going on?
We were meeting for the first time. I don't know. You put your hand out, and then I just took it. I don't know. It's obviously, we know each other. There's no reason to shake your hand.
No, we're all responding to this trauma in our own way. At least we know one of us didn't shoot the arrow. You can't shoot an arrow from that close, right?
That's true. Good thinking, Michelle. And this is definitely blood.
Dude, you've got to stop, blood. Bro. This
but
is
isn't that,
a lot.
Couldn't that be part of it?
No.
Brendan, let go and let God. Please.
Hey, I swear I'm so close to cracking this, and I just feel like if I just try a little more, because it's all different.
Yeah,
you're crushed down, and you're not stopping.
We'll assume it's blood. Okay.
Dude, bro, you got to stop. Here you go.
Here we go. Let me just wipe this Crystal Pepsi off my glasses. I wave all day but never tire. At the end of the day, I retire. What am I? Brendan, I think I know.
What is it, Timmy?
What is it that we fly up a pole every morning and then take down from that pole every night?
Bread?
Okay.
How do you make bread?
Okay, keep workshopping.
Keep workshopping. Workshop. Woodworking. Building a bench. Benches are what you would sit on. The cafeteria. We gotta get to the cafeteria.
You're right, it's a flag.
Wow, good thinking, Timmy. Thank God you're here. Well, we gotta go to the hill where the flagpole and the bugle stand are, where they play the horn every morning to wake us up. Let's... Oh my gosh, I'm so nervous. Let's, canoe over there.
Well, hold on now. There's also bugles in the cafeteria, which is what I said.
I really think it's flag. Yeah, dude, I think it might be the flag. I have a bad feeling about this.
Oh, so you have a bad feeling about flag. What's your feeling about cafeteria?
No, I don't think it's the cafeteria, bro.
Okay, but if we get to the flag and the next riddle leads us to the cafeteria, I want an apology from everyone here.
Yes, sir.
Shouldn't we do something? We can't just leave Chad's body here. Shouldn't we, like, do something? Like, I don't know, pull his pants down, take a picture, send it to his mom?
They all sort of just, like, kick his body a little bit. I'd say we just keep on trekking through. I don't want anyone we like to get hurt.
Yeah, don't forget, if we take a picture with our Kodak 24 instant camera, we'd have to take it into a Walgreens, have it developed. Of course, the person developing would see the photos and they would probably flag us for the content, and we'd never get it back, and we'd probably get a visit from the cops. Well, nobody wants that.
Wait a second. There's one thing that I've always wondered about Chad. I go into Chad's pocket, I kind of pat him down, pull out his wallet, open his wallet, and take out his license, his ID. Just as I suspected. Black hair. It's a total dye job. I knew that these frosted tips were too good to be true.
Bro, just leave him some dignity in death. No one has natural frosted tips.
Oh, and a Magnum condom fell out.
No, that fell out of my wallet.
No, it clearly says Chad on it.
Oh, yeah.
Why is he labeling his condoms?
Also, his middle name is also Chad.
Chad.
His name's Chad.
Well, his last name is famously Chad.
Yeah, Chad, famously Chad.
And I know his dad served in Baghdad. He's Chad, his dad in Baghdad. What else?
Is Debbie doing this to us? You guys, this sucks. No one else is a shithead. I'm going to kill her if I see her. I swear to God.
Wait, we saw Debbie earlier today, didn't we? And what did she have? A hammer. And what do you shoot arrows with? A hammer. It must be Debbie.
Let's all get in the canoe. The four of them canoe their way back in the rain, their hands shaking. They're whipping their heads around.
Sorry. I know I've met all of you. I don't know why I keep doing this. I think I'm reacting. I think I'm having a nervous reaction. And everyone just keeps putting their hand out. So I apologize.
They're whipping their heads around, trying to find any sign of a person who shot the arrow. When the canoes hit the sand, the four of them hear a hopeful sound. Carl's bus was back and had started, but it was leaving camp.
No! Carl, over here!
Carl!
Sam runs ahead and starts banging on the side of the bus. Carl pulls over and opens the door while he shouts at them.
What the hell are you all doing out in the rain like this?
Michelle explained what happened, and Carl agreed to take them back to town right away.
Oh, kids, do you think David Daffodil would want to come back with us? I dropped him off a couple of hours ago. That's why I'm back. You see, when I...
Ah!
What the heck was that?
My ears are ringing.
Oh, no. Poor Carl. He was so old and so tired, but this is still so sad.
And his blood, it tastes different.
Mischievous mesothelioma. I think David's the killer.
It's gotta be David. David was on the bus, and something made the bus explode.
Right, and Deb, I just knew Debbie wouldn't do this to us. She's so nice. Okay, everybody, keep an eye out for David. Let's just try to finish the riddles to try to save ourselves. Let's go up the hill.
Okay, and I hope we run into at least one more character, because again, if anyone else at this point dies, it's someone we like.
Yeah, kind of brutal.
1, 2, 3, 4, hey, riddle, riddles, clue, crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.
Camp Solveaway.